be, actually. Dan here, who says he's got one of the best falling down a hole stories anyone has ever heard.
I've got some I can offer you scary or funny.
Scary. Let's do the scary one.
Let's do the scary one,
then we'll get to the funny one. This is a few weeks back, we were running this thing, Alice. Have you ever fallen down a hole?
I remember.
This is a letter that's coming, because they couldn't get through on the phone, which are free, by the way. Go on.
Letter from Julie Jones in Beckton, very close to where I live in London, in East London. And she said her father says this is a true story. One day he and his young mate were out getting conkers, and they were in a local graveyard getting the conkers, and they see the juiciest, thickest, hard-skinned conkers top of a tree. No problem to get them.
That's what we can do between 11:30 and 12, by the way.
What's that?
A bit of conkering. We can go down there. I can't down here. Let's see.
Let's go and get some conkers.
Okay, sure, go on, carry on.
In order to get the conkers, they said, no problem. There's a very sturdy-looking shed that we can get the conkers from. They're in a graveyard now.
Yes, they
said that. On top of the grave, on top of the corrugated iron shed roof, no problem, you know what's going to happen now. He falls through the roof. Falls through the roof and has a soft landing because he lands.
No.
Keep with me. Bear with me.
Yeah.
He lands. He lands according to Julie. He lands on a living body. It is a tramp asleep in the shed. He lands on the
shed. Can we still say tramp? Is that okay? Tramp over there. You're going, yeah.
He's a disadvantaged person.
Yeah.
And sleeping in the tramp jumps up and goes, whoa! Because he's a bit of man has fallen on him. The boy thinks this is a dead body. He runs out.
It's a John Hughes film.
He runs out the front door of the shed and straight into an open grave.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And his friend up the tree, as I say, conquering, wonder what could have been so frightening to run out of a shed into a grave.
I like the expression of somebody falling on you and then reacting. There's slightly more reaction to have someone fall on you than to fall on someone. In a graveyard.
Yeah.
Wow. But there it is.
That's from Julie Jones in Beckton in East London.
Wow, that's fantastic. And we've got another falling down. Unless you want to top it on the phone.
We're
boxing Helena. Locked up another half an hour today, just for today, because the road show's on. 0500 110 100. That's the kind of deal we're after now. Alice is going to give us the biggest news story in the world in a moment. But in the meantime, I think it's Ken, did you say? Marion. Lee, where are you?